You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie and this is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
Set up. Beauty. Sounds way better.
Well, not only that, but the interface is so much simpler than Zoom. Scott and Solly have been insisting on using Zoom. And I'm like, Zoom sucks. It's for corporate teleconferencing. But if you could see right now, maybe I'll show you the laptop. I'm here. I'm going to play golf this afternoon. And so I'm actually in a makeshift mobile studio.
Look at that. Oh, my God. I love it. You've got it. You've got that dangling out of the steering wheel.
I know.
Oh, my man. That is anyway, dedication to your craft right there.
It's either that or just, you know, I should have never gotten rid of the Mobile Strike studio. But now my mind is racing with, okay, third iteration of what would the Mobile Strike studio be. I just need a van with a space in the back with a small broadcast desk just for me, just to virtually connect with people like you to do podcasts, because that's what everyone's doing now. I made the mistake of saying I want a full-blown mobile studio on wheels that is capable of having four people in a box.
Guest in it, yeah.
Comfortably, yes. But nobody does that anymore. So, enough of that nonsense.
No, that's a big ask, but you could definitely do that. Just get the white panel van. You could do it on the cheap, really, right? You need that thing about, I don't know, what, 40 days a year. You get a basic white panel van. Not the kind that, child predators have. Don't put like free candy on the side.
Don't say clowns inside. Come on in, kids.
Yeah, none of that. My wife's mom was just nuts. When my wife turned 16 at driving age, her mom gave her a 1970s era conversion van with shag carpeting through the whole thing and a sofa in the back.
Basically saying,
16-year-old daughter,
I want you getting pregnant. Just make sure it's with somebody who has money. That's crazy. Who gets their 16-year-old daughter a shaggin' wagon?
Exactly. You know, you may as well put the bumper sticker on the back. If this van's a rockin', don't come knocking.
If this van's a rockin', there's probably a statutory felony going on inside. The boyfriend. So we are coming to you live. I'm coming to you live from Cherokee Country Club in Madison, Wisconsin, also known as TPC Wisconsin, which is where my colleague Mike Heller is a member. And it is also where Steve Stricker, ever heard of him, is a member.
Oh, yeah.
Former, still senior tour player. He wins on the senior tour all the time. Longtime PGA Tour player, Ryder Cup captain, winning captain. More on that in a second. And he's like a member out here. It's not super fancy, but I hear it's nice. They just redid it. It was down for like a year and a half. And I'm coming to, I'm connecting with Charge via good old StreamYard on my laptop, which is Bluetooth, or not Bluetooth. It's, what do you call it? Linked to my phone. Hotspotted to my phone.
Yeah, personal hotspot, yes.
Right. And if all goes well, your audio, your pristine local audio, will be uploaded to the website that I can download after our interview is over. Pretty good, huh?
And it will all sync up. It'll all sync up perfectly, of course.
Right. And because I'm using this Rode NT Micro microphone, which is jammed into the crook of the steering wheel right now, as I just showed you, it is a very good small portable mic. It is not my earbuds in my AirPods. So it's a better quality setup than most would probably strive for. So with that said, here we are. It's cut down day in the NFL, and I have not heard or seen too many of the cuts so far. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The deadline is what, 2 hours from now?
Yeah, yeah. And
any shockers coming from the Vikings?
No shockers coming from the Vikings. You know, you don't care about the depth guys. Nobody does. So, you know, they're going to shockers only for those who really are deeply, deeply into it. So,
do you find it interesting that most teams don't carry three quarterbacks?
Yeah, I do. You know, look at what happened to the 49ers in the playoff game.
Right.
Right. You know, they're carrying two quarterbacks and they both get hurt. And now your game's over. So
right, game's over, season's over, fun's over.
Yeah. I mean, do you really need to have that seventh DB, or would you rather have your third quarterback? And philosophically, Zabe, my feeling is that third quarterback should always be like some promising young guy that you got in like the sixth round, but he's got the big arm talent, and maybe you just struck it. You struck gold. And you can, you know, give him a year of reps, and then that arm talent turns into something pretty good between the head. And, you know, next thing you know, you got a guy that maybe you have a shot at starting.
Yeah.
Why not make that investment at your most important position rather than having your seventh DB?
I've always felt that the logic was completely whacked out, and that these coaches get obsessed about extra linemen, extra DBs, when in reality, in today's NFL, guys are going to get hurt. Last year, a record 64 quarterbacks started a game. So, in other words, double the league's total of teams. Some teams, that mean they went three deep. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And yet, teams like the Bears have left themselves exposed by keeping Tyson Bagent, this kid from Shenandoah University, a Division II school, as a rookie. That cannot be optimal decision-making. Clayton Toon is your backup currently in Arizona. Now, they're waiting on Kyler Murray. Murray's going to be out for 4 more weeks, they say. Who knows how good he's going to be
least.
Then?
Yeah, at least. Right. Least. No, I think it's six? Isn't the pup rule list? You got to miss six games?
I thought I saw four on him, but whatever.
You might be right. But yeah, it's, you know, that's a team. This is the most public tank job that we've seen. It's NBA-like. And to start the season, no less. I mean, the Cardinals aren't fooling anybody.
How are they tanking? They traded one of their starting tackles for like a seventh rounder.
Yep. They traded away Deshaun Watson. DeAndre Hopkins as well.
But that was in the off season. Did they trade him or they cut him?
But that was all the plan. I mean, I'm not saying that they just woke up today and went, we're tanking. That's been the plan all along.
Okay.
And of course they gave up Houston's draft pick, first round pick for next year. I mean, the whole thing is set up to tank this year, go get a great quarterback for Arizona, and then what do you do with Kyler Murray's $250 million salary? When you're at the top of the draft, you're taking Caleb Williams, and now you're going to try to convince people to take Kyler Murray. So the other thing the Cardinals are trying to do, they're trying to lose games and simultaneously convince other teams to trade for a quarterback that they never should have signed to begin with.
Yeah, they got bullied into giving Kyler Murray all that money. Bullied by the media, bullied by his agent. They should have handled that better. They should have said without blinking, no, we're not doing it. Hold out if you want. Raise a stink if you want. Let ESPN run a million segments. Let the usual people that want to make it about race go, oh, see, a black man can't get paid in this league, when that's totally not true. And just say, no, we don't believe it yet. I mean, he has always been a compelling athlete because he's so small, but he's so elusive, and he's got a major cannon on that tiny little body of his. But are there red flags. The whole Call of Duty thing was a major red flag.
Wasn't it? I mean, if you have to do that, if you've got to put a clause in your quarterback's $250 million contract that says you'll actually study the playbook and not play Call of Duty,
right?
That's what we call a clue.
Yeah, that's, exactly.
And how about the guys who made that decision? They're all gone. They cleaned out their front office. It's all been a disaster. Now they got a new GM guy. You know, Cliff Kingsbury's gone. All the people who made that terrible decision are all gone. Yeah. So Steve Keim was the general manager who, final lousy act on his way out the door. Yeah, it's the most public tank job we've had in recent memory for any NFL team.
Meanwhile, the suboptimal decision-making at quarterback continues in other places, like in Washington, where you were stunned to hear Ron Rivera say, shoot, if I knew that Sam Howell was this good, I would have started him earlier. That floored you, didn't it?
It did. I mean, so Sam Howell plays week 18 and only week 18 of last year. And in fairness, the team was quasi in a playoff hunt for, up and through like mid-December, right? So, they were starting the veteran quarterbacks that they thought could give them the best chance to win, I guess.
They were not eliminated till week 16. And before that week 16 game, Rivera was asked, actually I think it was week 17, he was asked by the media, so are you going to go away from Wentz because he really sucks? Paraphrasing. And he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to start Heineke. Then at the last second, he's like, nah, I got a gut feeling, I'm going with Wentz. And then he throws three picks, no touchdowns, worst game of the fucking year. He has not returned to the league, and he will never return to the league, Carson Wentz.
And then Rivera, now, Sam Howell has been basically awesome in training camp, looked fantastic in the preseason.
Training camp,
and
awesome.
Now Ron Rivera is like, what? Out of nowhere, Sam Howell can play? How do you not know? You watched every one of his practices. You're breaking down tape. Your quarterback's coach has seen every pass he's thrown. He sees the unique abilities of Sam Howell, the rushing threat, the big downfield arm, the burgeoning connection with Jahan Dotson. And your head coach is like, whoa, how did I miss it?
Yeah.
It's almost a fireable comment. It's so dumb.
And while I love the fact the Cowboys picked up Trey Lance on the cheap, relatively speaking, it creates a new problem for him, which is, okay, how are you going to manage expectations now? What happens the first subpar Dak Prescott game? Because that's coming. What happens then when people are like, we should try this other guy who was the third pick in the draft for the Niners?
Yeah, Prescott would have to be really bad for that, which he's got in him. I mean, you know, we've seen Prescott throw away games because he makes just one or two dumb ass decisions every year or every game, and he's going to do that here too. But I think the general public knows that Trey Lance now is just sort of like, you know, a long shot. If it happens to work out, only costs us a day four pick. It'd take more than one bad game. I think it'd have to be a string of bad games for the Cowboys. And that might happen. This Cowboys team, first coach, the second best odds in Vegas right now.
Oh, boy. To fire first their coach fired. Is McCarthy.
Yep, Mike McCarthy. Yep. Second highest odds on the board. Oh, God. So, and I think it's coming, but Jerry Jones never fires in season, so I don't think it'll happen in season, but this is it for Mike McCarthy, final year. When you fire your head your offensive coordinator because he scores too fast, your ass is on the line.
Yeah, that's a very good point right there. So, I've noticed a new trend in fantasy. And by the way, Paul Charchian's guillotineleagues.com, absolutely firing at all cylinders. Most consecutive or concurrent leagues firing up this time of year in the site's history, in the game's history. I love it. We're starting one, an official station league at 97.3 The Game. And we have two guys, our afternoon hosts, Drew Olson and Kevin Brandt, a.k.a. KB, are so anti-fantasy, but they know this is a quasi-management edict to play more fantasy, to talk fantasy. These are the two guys that created a league called the League of Indifference, where you signed up, there is no money paid, there was no draft, everyone's team was set to auto-draft.
Auto-draft.
And then they never checked any of the results or standings until after the season was over. The League of Indifference. So that's their stance on fantasy. Well, I sent the email out saying, look, we need to play some fantasy as a station to talk about it. And I've got a free guillotine league. It's fun. It's different than normal fantasy. You'll like it. It's $40, which is a pretty low entry fee, right? And I've already heard that Drew and KB are outsourcing the running of their teams to listeners. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know what? As long as you pay your $40, I don't give a shit. I've started to call them Statler and Waldorf in honor of the Muppets characters in the balcony. Just, this sucks. Just the old guys are like, this sucks. So anyway, guillotineleagues.com, start your league today. It's totally fun. It's totally different than regular fantasy. It's a good supplement. Or you may just say, you know what, the heck with normal fantasy. I'm going to play guillotine leagues, multiple guillotine leagues every single year. That's guillotineleagues.com. So there's a new trend I've noticed of fantasy leagues organizing the draft order based on skill, contests, feats of strength, closest to the pin, that kind of stuff. Darts, pool, pop a shot. Do you love it or do you love it? Because I love it.
Why not gamify it? Why not gamify it? The whole reason we play fantasy is we're gamifying something we already love to do. So why not gamify the draft order? If all you were doing before was drawing cards or whatever, you know, drawing numbers out of a hat.
Or letting the computer do it.
Why not? Now, could you do it if it was? You have to be sensible about it, right? You, what's your handicap, Zabe?
My handicap, it's about a 5.3.
You're a 5. Okay, 5.3, approximately, just rounding to the nearest.
Yeah, 10. You know, not to humble brag, but the USGA claims I'm a 5.3. I've not broken 80 in forever, though.
Then it doesn't feel like a 5.3.
Well, you don't know how handicaps work, my friend.
Well, 72. If 72 is par, and your handicap is and you're telling me you haven't broken 80, then I would think your handicap shouldn't be higher than 8.
You would think that, but the way I'm a 6.1 says the USGA GIN Index, the Golf Handicap Index Network, where everyone's indexes are publicly accessible, even including the rich and famous, so you can see when they played and where. They only take the 8 best scores of your last 20, and they throw the worst 12 out. So it's an average of the 8 best. And if you have not added more bad scores, those good scores stick with you. And it makes that. It makes it frustrating because you could be in a major ass slump like Justin Thomas is, and you're still stuck as a number you can't play to. By the way, Ryder Cup picks, I know you're not a huge golf fan. Justin Thomas was one of the captain's picks. It's an outrage. It's why I call Zach Johnson a GGCSH. A GGCSH. Great guy, can't stand him. I've had this take on Zach Johnson forever. I know he's a great guy. He's an Iowa nice fella, family man, good golfer, but fuck him. I can't stand this guy. This is the total buddy system at work right here. Justin Thomas's game is on a milk carton right now. Have you seen this former two-time major winner? He can't break 75. Keegan Bradley's playing pistol hot golf. He loves the Ryder Cup. Sorry, buddy. You're out because we know Spieth is buddies with Justin Thomas. Fuck all this buddy stuff. Let it be a merit-based system. I don't even want any captain's picks anymore. It's too political. Okay, end of rant. Now.
No, the captain's picks have always been that way. The thing that is stupid about this is, in particular, golf has always been, and one of the things that's great about golf is it's always just been how well you do.
Exactly.
It's so non-political. It's so non-team oriented. It's just what that golfer can do with the help of basically nobody.
Pure meritocracy. That's what golf has always been. Pure meritocracy. Yes. And this is the one case where it's now buddy system. But this is nothing new, and it was actually kind of predicted. Hey, at least Brooks Koepka made the team, so there's a live guy on the team this year. It'll be fun. Do you have any guys at KFan that are super into golf?
No. It's weird. It's kind of a – we used to when Chad Hartman was a host on the show. He's a very good golfer. He's like you, basically. He loves it like you do. He plays with virtually every time he can.
What happened to Chad?
He got laid off 15 years ago and he's been working at WCCO for about 6-7 years. And
oh, okay. So he's in the market, but he's on another
station. He's in the market, yeah, just not on our station. And okay. Someday, I think he'll somehow find his way back because he still misses it. But
yeah, well, okay, fair enough. So anyway, we were talking about order of draft based on merit or skill.
Yes.
And I saw where a major league team had a off hours after BP closest to the pin contest with wedges from home plate to center field. And how they determine the order of their draft. Yes. I thought that was very cool. Scott Lynn told me today when I was on their podcast, he said his son organized like this whole mini Olympics for these teenagers to determine their draft order. I said, this is fantastic. Now, I thought, Charge, you were at the point where you just like auctions better anyway. And
I do like auctions. Just because it gives everybody a crack. Well, I'm in almost entirely drafts. Just because the reality is, it's just easier. But for any purist, auction's the way to go because everybody's got a shot at every player. You know, right now when I draft 12th, you know, there's 11 guys that I had literally no chance to get, and it's just that part's not fair. And then I can
but
build
you
my
get
roster
the 12th and the 13th guy. Some like that wraparound spot.
Well, and it's fine, but it's, what if I really want to make my Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase team, and I'm going to go spend to go get those guys?
Shit.
I love the
team.
Auction.
What a team that would be. Just give me those two fuckers, and I don't care who else plays. Hell, Clayton Toon could be my quarterback. I'm still winning the league.
It feels that way, doesn't it? I think, I'm not in a league that does it this way, but... you could do NFL combine events to determine draft order. I would do, if it were me, I would do like a pinball challenge, and I would go to one of the upscale pinball eateries and brew pubs, right? And we
just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Where they've got 20 brand new machines, and I would just add up scores across all the machines. We have this gauntlet of pinball to see who's gonna end up getting the first pick.
The
that's how I think I would do it.
Gauntlet, interesting. Yes. So
I love the. Have you played? When was the last time you played on a pinball machine?
A genuine, bona fide physical pinball machine, not a video game simulation. It's been a hot minute. It's fun. I mean, look, I grew up with a pinball machine in my basement. My dad owned this game called King of Diamonds. It's apparently a classic. When they moved out of the house recently, Josh, who knows a pinball person in Milwaukee, arranged for another pinball person in Baltimore to come get it, take it away. They didn't want to pay anything for it, but they agreed to take it away, which is no small feat. They're going to restore it, and it's going to be a nice gem of a machine. Here's how ancient it is, though, as a pinball machine. It wraps around, or it goes over the high score wraps around at 2,000. That's it. 2,000.
They literally, you know, and it's dumb that they do it this way, but they do it now where scores are commonly in the billions. It's just like, why are we rounding up?
It's billions now. It used to be millions.
Yes, it's all billions now. The other big thing in pinball, Zabe, is. It's all licensed properties now. it's the Foo Fighters,
right.
It's Lord of the Rings, it's Deadpool,
Incredible
it's
Hulk.
Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's all that stuff. Nobody just makes like a great pinball machine that's just, you know, kind of weird in its own, it's its own thing. It's all got to have some licensed property on it. But yeah, I still love pinball, and the games are so sophisticated and there's so much to do now. There's so many things happening. And it's games within games within games.
Yeah.
You know, I love it.
My brother, who grew up with me with that pinball machine in the basement that we loved, with his big fat lawyer money, his disposable lawyer money, bought, I thought, one of the great pinball machines of the late 80s called, not Need for Speed, but it's a
Hot Pursuit.
Hot fucking Pursuit. Yep.
I thought it might be Hot Pursuit. It's
where it had a red bubble light on top of the console, and when you unlocked a certain combination of hits, it put three or four balls in play at once, and it lit up this police car chase sound effects and the radio. We got a bogey coming down. And it was electric factory. They had overpasses and little chutes you could shoot it into that would go over the top of most of the ding, 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 ding. Great machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was when they were just starting to figure out we could do more than one ball at a time.
Yeah, right.
Hey.
Who was the first
that
guy?
Could be really cool.
Who was the first pinball guy that said, okay, hear me out, fellas? They're in a meeting room for the Midway Corporation in Chicago, Illinois, right? That's who made a lot of the pinball machines back in the day, Midway?
Back in the day, yeah. They're gone now. Yeah.
Guy says, okay, hear me out on this. What if we unlocked two balls at once? Why, Johnson, have you gone mad? This is pinball. We have rules. And then someone else says, actually, you know what, boss? He's got an idea there. Could be good.
Let's go to our demo. Let's go to our demo pinball machine and just see what happens if we add another ball. Wait a minute, this works. That's exactly. Crazy talk.
Hey, this is how innovation happens. People do shit and you're like, wow, this is so great. It's why we've got the 2-point conversion now in the NFL. You remember how shitty the NFL was when you knew there was no way you can get more than 7 points? God, the NFL is great with the 2-point conversion.
Well, college showed us that that was the way to go.
Yeah.
Pinball's got their own version of the IMDb. There's a database for pinball where people rank the pinball machine.
There is.
You can learn everything you'd ever want to know about any one pinball machine. The highest rated pinball machine, and it's by a margin, is called Godzilla. It's a 3-year-old pinball machine. Pinball machines also, most people don't know this. They almost always come in three variations. They come in the Pro, the Premium, and the Limited Edition. And there's actual differences on the play field where they will add and subtract more things onto the play field, open up different games you play up on the screen. And so they found ways to like take a base stock pinball and then upcharge you $1,000 or another $1,000 to make it so that. Yeah.
So
and the purists will travel all over to get, oh, they've got a limited edition Godzilla, not the Premium or the Pro? Oh, I'm driving 5 hours to that.
Three versions of Godzilla? Pro, the Premium, and the Limited Edition.
Edition, yep.
God, that's
and that's common.
Right
that's
there.
Yep, very, very common.
All right, so back to football for a second. I have here a modicum of research, just the tiniest little note card. I wanted to know what quarterbacks played in the preseason and how much did they play. So I wrote them down here, as you can see.
Last week. Yep.
What's that?
A little bit of our last week's debate on the merits of preseason or not.
Only three quarterbacks played all three games in the preseason. Care to take a stab at who they were?
Three starters or
three
quarterbacks, period?
Excuse me. Three assumed day one QB1. So assumed day one starters.
So they're all going to be, they're all going to be young players who needed reps, so it's probably like Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love.
I have Stroud only playing two. Somebody texted me saying he played all three. If you could look that up, I was doing this chart as the final game, I think, or games were finishing on Sunday night, but that's the one if you could look it up for me. The other one's Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny Pickett, Jordan Love, and Bryce Young played all three games. Jordan Love had the most squeezes at 33 passes of anyone that played all three games. And
how'd you
only
feel about that?
Well, I mean, obviously Matt LaFleur wanted him to play, and he did play. And he played pretty good, at least in his final drives of every appearance, because LaFleur made sure to send him back out again if he didn't have a successful first or second series. So
smart.
Love finished all three preseason games with a touchdown pass. That's pretty good right there. Through no interceptions, but it doesn't mean anything. Church, you and I know this. It's just, it's all Funhouse mirrors stuff. But he played all three, had 33 squeezes. Only Sam Howell, as a presumptive starter day one, had more throws in the preseason with 37. Ten guys did not play at all. That includes your boy Kirk. Ten didn't play at all. Dak, Jalen Hurts, Cousins, Goff, Stafford, Kyler Murray, as we now know, is still not going to play for a month at least, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Ryan Tannehill, and Justin Herbert.
Yes, that's turned into sort of coach's philosophy, right? And these are all, you know, these are all veteran guys who probably don't need it, and there's not that much to gain by it.
And some are hurt. Burrow's hurt. Herbert, by the way, last played a preseason game as a rookie 4 years ago. He hadn't played preseason for 3 straight years. Exactly.
Yeah.
Tannehill was supposed to play a little bit in their final game, but then I guess they decided against it at the last second. So we'll see if it makes any difference, but there is a lot of differing strategies out there as to who should play, how, and when. I remember when, I think it was Brady, said this. He's like, you know what? As a competitor, I want to be out there even for preseason. Because
he did.
He played. He was like, fuck it. Let's play.
I just won a ring 6 months ago. I need to face the Cleveland Browns in the preseason.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the NFL script commercials with Kirk shirtless, iced out, and they're calling him Kirk-O? Is that a nickname he's now gotten up there, Kirk-O?
He got it when on that flight back from Buffalo, when he was ensconced in chains.
Yes.
The kids started calling him Kirk-O Chains. With a Z on the end, because he's so not Kirk-O Chains with a Z on the end.
Is Kirk-O a reference to a rapper? I don't know.
No, it's just like what his rap name.
It sounds cool, like Kirk-O.
You know, yeah, just it's
Kirk
just so
apostrophe
just so
Chains or Kirk-O.
Kirk-O, one word. Chains with a Z, other word. Yes, the last name Kirk-O Chains. I'll tell you what, we talked about it, you know, a couple of months ago. This Netflix special has completely changed the storyline on Kirk, and the likability has gone way, way, way up to the
Minnesota, or you think that's nationally?
I think that's nationally.
Okay.
Because he's gotten people, you know, here it's changed a lot here too, but I think nationally people got to look at him beyond just their fantasy box score, which is kind of all Kirk ever was before that.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for him because he is, like you and I are both in the fan club. He's a classic overachiever, good guy, and he's a really good quarterback. He just is not a unicorn, and that shouldn't be held against him. It's hard to be a unicorn when everyone's hunting for the next Mahomes. This is his last year, on at least contractually, in Minnesota.
Correct. Yes. So, and there's a lot of debate. There's a lot of debate right now about whether this team should be re-signing him or not. He's down to like the, you know, for a while he was the highest paid quarterback in the league, or top two or top three.
Oh, and people lost their fucking minds. And then they quickly forgot about it once new deal after new deal after new deal came in higher.
Exactly. Right now, I think 14th highest paid quarterback, but he's on the last year of his deal. And if they just let him go and walk, the team absorbs $29 million in cap hit on him leaving next year. So the thinking is that there's a lot of impetus to try to keep him if they can.
Sort of like a rich guy who's married. Cheaper to keep her, right?
You know, it'll come down to this. If the Vikings win a bunch of games, they're going to re-sign him. If they're anywhere near the top of the draft, they're going to let him go and they're going to pick a guy.
Right. Will they be able to sign Justin Jefferson? I saw there's a push now to get him under contract before they shove off from shore.
Yes, they've been saving their clams, their shekels.
Yeah, shekels. Yes.
pals. They've been shekeling to try to make sure that they can pay him. They got TJ Hawkinson wants to get paid too, and
I heard someone say that he wants to reset the tight end market, and I'm like, yeah, is he that good?
I'd like to reset the fantasy market. You know,
you'd like to reset the
radio market.
Yes,
yeah, exactly. Right. Good for you. It's nice if that's what you want. I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. Meanwhile, on the kicker front, Cade York out in Cleveland, whacked and traded
round pick.
I know. The guy was tweeting his makes during the game. And then misses two game winners in the preseason. I got into a debate with somebody about whether he has a marketing guy doing that for him. I said that wasn't him on the sideline tweeting
kickers
out.
Kickers don't have marketing guys.
Was that you that said this?
Yeah, kickers don't have marketing
so
guys.
So you and I had this argument.
We did, but that's okay.
Okay, well, anyway.
Yeah. Vikings have their own history with this situation that's even worse. Vikings traded 2 sixth-round picks to the Jets to take Daniel Carlson in the 5th round of the 2018 draft. The 2018 season, they were coming off an NFC championship year, and week two, they went to Green Bay. And Daniel Carlson missed 2 game-winning field goals, so they cut him. And since then, he's become the NFL's best kicker.
Yeah. We've talked about that because now the Packers have his brother. And his brother has been quite erratic so far in August. And I have coined the phrase at the station, hand in the fire! I said, I am hand in the fire on Carlson, this Carlson. Don't panic like the Vikings did. Weather the storm. Put up with the fact he's going to lose us a game at some point. But I am hand in the fire. So with every missed kick this preseason, people have been taunting me, hand in the fire, huh? Your whole body's in the fire right now.
Look, it's you know, here's the thing. If this were a different position, it's just you're so exposed when you're a kicker. Either you made it or you didn't make it. It's either 3 points or it's no points. You're totally exposed. People have they want you to hit 80, 90, 85, 90% of your kicks. All have to be good.
Yeah.
And they have no tolerance for giving a kicker a chance to learn on the job the way you would a quarterback, for example.
Yeah, basically, I always said Brady ruined it for every other great quarterback because they can't be Brady. Like Mahomes is now ruining it because you can't be Mahomes. Kickers are being ruined by Justin Tucker because every team's like, well, just get one of him. He wasn't even fucking drafted. Why can't we have one of him? Well, he's the one guy that fucking has it, man. And everyone else doesn't. Dustin Hopkins got traded from the Chargers to the Browns for like a 7th-rounder. I just say that because he's the only kicker I actually know and sat down and talked to when he was a Redskin player. And he's been very erratic. Big leg, nice kid, but his career is hanging on by a thread. What shall we
end on since we're talking kicker transactions,
yes.
Sean Payton went and got his old kicker from the Saints to go kicking Mile High.
Will Lutz?
And, you know, any kicker... Will Lutz, any kicker who's kicking there has got a certain advantage over the other kicker. So I went from a guy that I couldn't have been less interested in all the way to,
Will Lutz is a big leg. But, man, he's gone from kicking indoors, comfy indoors, to outdoors at Mile High where the weather can be quite variable. But he's got altitude. So that must be nice as well. Any real quick, before we end today, any real quick fantasy trends or notes as we turn the corner into drafting week, the last couple of days here next week before the season begins on Thursday?
Well, people have caught up to my favorite sleeper or underdrafted player in this whole draft, Damian Pierce. He's looked great in the preseason, and people are like, oh, maybe I miscalculated on him all the wrong. You know, everybody, he's going off the board in the 6th round, and I'm like, 2nd round, give me Damian Pierce.
Oh, wow.
I love this kid. I love this kid's upside this year.
His ADP has gone from 6 to 2? Average draft position?
No, I'm saying take him to 2, but it has moved in the last 2 weeks. It's moved from the 6th round to the 4th round.
Okay.
So people are starting to catch up on Damian Pierce.
Wow.
And they're getting smarter on this kid. And it's there's so many people who just can't project anything they haven't seen. Damian Pierce had the best run of any running back last year.
We broke 7
tackles in one display. Mm-hmm. That guy's special.
Okay. Who else? Any trenders, any things to keep an eye on as we turn to the next week?
Yeah, so now Josh Jacobs goes back to where he pretty much was, which is like a top six running back. So he's going to start the season, and they don't have much of anything else to do there but hand him the ball. We like that.
A side note, Jacobs got paid $1.7 million more because of his holdout. Saquon Barkley got jack shit. Somebody commented on Twitter, they're like, man, Saquon didn't listen to a word anyone said on that Zoom call among running backs. And I'm like, yeah, he must not have. Remember you and I argued this about, was he doing the right thing? He didn't do whatever Jacobs did, or maybe, you know, the Raiders are just dumber than the Giants.
Yes. Yes, they are, as a matter of fact. Yes, okay. They are. It's a terribly run organization and a terrible coach too, who, you know, you heard the rumors that they were going to fire him if they could have afforded to fire Josh McDaniels. They would have, but they don't have the cash to fire Josh McDaniels.
Since you love nicknames, since you called, what's his name, Stu Beard, former journeyman quarterback, Stu Beard. Who was Stu Beard?
Yeah. Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, you called him Stu Beard. You called Sony Walkman, or Sony Michelle Sony Walkman.
Yeah.
My nickname.
East.
My nickname for Josh McDaniels has been Josh McRabbit's Foot, because he keeps getting jobs because he came from the Patriots and Belichick gift shop. And I said, teams think he's like a lucky rabbit's foot. Like, well, he's got to be good. He's from Belichick. He was with the Patriots. I'm like, no, he's a tchotchke, this guy. He's a moron. But anyway, so yeah, anything else fantasy-wise, and then we'll wrap it.
I don't Nothing know. I'll mention my other, you know, my other big sleep. We've already hit Sam Howell, who I love, but don't forget the guy he's going to throw to, Jahan Dotson, sitting on potential blow up here. I love that kid. Tajay Spears, a potential league winner for you. If this is the end for Derrick Henry, either by injury or he's just, you know, the time has come for him. Tajay Spears, league winner. You can draft in like round 13. If things go ugly, that kid is got top 10 fantasy upside at the running back position.
GuillotineLeagues.com, GuillotineLeagues.com. Don't ask me how to spell guillotine. If you can't figure it out or Google it, you don't deserve to be in the league. Form a league, join a league, have a lot of fun. I'll last add with this, 3M. 3M is a company that's based in Minnesota, right?
That's right, yes.
They make life 3M better. Challenge or yeah, they do a lot of stuff. Good company, big company.
Yeah,
just big company.
If it's just, if it's adhesive, that's really, you know, like the post-it note.
Yes. Adhesives and post-its are their wheelhouse. Apparently earplugs are not. They had to pay out a major multi-million dollar settlement because they supplied earplugs to the military that resulted in hearing loss and damage for our troops shooting off kaboom kaboom guns. Yeah, come on, 3M. Come on. You can't fucking test these things. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah.
I know a bunch of people that work for 3M because it's a big company and it's headquartered here. Basically, it's all about how many patents you got. I got 6. How many you got? I got 8. That's how it works in the halls of 3M. It's all about the patents.
I've got a patent for a sticky note that'll stay stuck to an outside pole in hurricane-level winds. why would you need such a thing? It doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, we've got the adhesive for it, okay?
That's right.
All right, Charge. You're the best. Thank you for your time, and we will chat next week.
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay,
everyone. This record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Pete Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this?
It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay. We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off.
Say your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field.
Yeah,
right, because we're a band now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.